Eastern Al-Ghouta near Damascus remains the scene of the heaviest confrontations across the country. In Jobar, the Syrian army offensive against extremists continued as the army advanced, inflicting heavy losses on militants. Several buildings used as positions by the extremist so-called Jaysh al-Islam were taken by army troops. This paper shows militants were appointing a new leader for this bloc.
The Syrian army and national defense forces were able to significantly inflict heavy losses on militants on several axes of eastern Al-Ghouta. They lost ground and are calling for help. We cut many of their supply lines and they are running away from their positions.
Confrontations are still underway in Al-Dukhaniya, once a secure town on the line between Damascus and militant-held Ain Terma. Extremists of the Islamic Front and Al-Nusra Front are still fortified in parts of it, but besieged by the Syrian army from the east, west, and south. This is the main road which foreign-backed militants tried to infiltrate from and attack Damascus. The amount of destruction here in Al-Dukhaniya shows how ferocious battles were. However, the Syrian army, in cooperation with national defense forces, was able to push the militants back. As we were filming with the Syrian army, fighter jets pounded intensively militants' positions in Al-Dukhaniya near Al-Haditha Company. On the northeastern axis of eastern Al-Ghouta, the Syrian army carried out a surprising attack on the militant-occupied town of Adra al-Balad, successfully laying a siege on them and controlling the southwestern farms there. Troops were able to advance deep into the town, while strategic parts surrounding it were controlled by the Syrian army, namely El Sawan Hill, the sheep market, and the roads around the town, paving the way for more attacks deep in the town. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Eastern Al-Ghouta.